The 7,442 acres burned could be fully recovered in as little as 5 years. Brule Forestry Supervisor Jay Gallagher says that fire, although this one was man-made, is a natural process.
Fire is a recurring thing. We've just kind of controlled it since our presence here, so we don't see near the frequency of fire, but it's a natural component of the ecology of that landscape.
Gallagher says the fire changed the ecology of the land, but in a good way.
What we're going to see happening, in fact, it's going on right now. We've had a lot of nice rain here lately, is you'll see a lot of grasses are already growing and starting there, so it's not like the fire, as we've seen over and over, even in the west. Western fires, it knocks and kills a lot of trees and things like that. But what it does is there's a resurgence of other vegetation that's there, but really has a lot greater opportunity due to the increased light and what the fire does to the soil surface.
Gallagher says the land that was burned is called a pine barren and is considered a rarity in the U.S. He says although grass and small shrubs will be the first plants to come back, the trees won't be too far behind.
The bur oak and northern pin oak, you'll see that already sprouting here by midsummer. You already see that coming from the stems and that. They won't get real big till next year, but you're going to see these big, great big leaves on the stems, and they'll only be a few feet tall, but they'll start growing right away here.
Among the 7,442 acres that were burned, nearly two-thirds of that was owned by Lynn St. Croix Forest Company, followed by 315 acres of former Vikings coach Bud Grant's land and 2,000 acres that belonged to smaller landowners. Jessica Hamilton, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.